Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Oh, yes, it's time to hustle and shine. Welcome to Friday. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brian and Kruger Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot. It's a high of 81. Currently, it is 69 at the Grandview Triangle.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Take Your Dog to Work Day?
Oh, keep him away from me this morning. I ain't in the mood. Good morning, y'all. Yeah, it's Forget About It Friday. That's definitely what I'm on, D. Especially with this rain coming down. Ain't nobody up.
Yeah.
Nah, wake up!
Everybody just leave work and go back to sleep.
We got to talk about that versus battle in TMG for sure.
Of course, you already know that's in there. Also, Tia Mowry, actress, speaks on manifesting her new boo. Tay Diggs speaks on which classic film he wants a reboot at.
All right, man, we got your motivation in 10 minutes. We are hustling and shining, and it is the weekend. We finally here on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
We'll talk on Friday.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Your kindness to others is also kindness to yourself. The positive light you carry through the world shines on you just as on everyone else. When you are eager to be of assistance, those experiences redound beneficially to your own life. Give value, and you receive it as well. Your generosity pulls abundance into your world. Your integrity serves to bring life's goodness to the forefront. The more authentic you are, the more truth you'll uncover about yourself, about others, about all of life. The more encouragement you offer, the more hope and encouragement you have. The values you treasure and put into action affect your experience of each day. And that experience has an impact on the reality of your world. What you give to life is what your life becomes. Go forward with love and positive purpose, and share in all the benefits your good life creates. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:25 on your time. It is a high of 81. Currently, it is 70 in Topeka. Hit for hit, pound for pound. B2K and Pretty Ricky faced off in yesterday's versus battle. Here's a little mini recap.
All right, Tom, let's go.
Yeah. You know what time it is, right? Yeah. Pretty Ricky is in the building.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah,
let's go. Hey,
yes, you want to try. Have the love in your life.
Let us treat you right.
Got your hook,
right up.
Come on, get one. I'm gonna let you come
inside. They handle it, Hey, but that one right there,
that's
though.
That's why when you said B2K, I didn't expect you to respond like that, because I just feel like playback value is more on Pretty Ricky's side.
Well, I wasn't thinking about playback value. I wasn't. What I was thinking about, because you're right. You're 100% right.
I don't really play much B2K. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I do, though. I do.
I got and girlfriend.
Girlfriend, girlfriend.
Great
That's
songs.
My song.
Great songs.
See, when I was going into the verse, I was thinking about the hits back then. I was thinking about how they were impacted.
Living
then.
In the moment.
I was.
Yeah, I get it.
And I remember like B2K, they were like teeny bopper. Like they was like, they took over everything. Now, do you remember Mindless Behavior? You remember that group?
Yeah, of course.
So I had never heard a scream so loud when I heard Mindless Behavior come into Metropolitan Community College when we had them one time. And it was like the same thing with B2K. Yeah. B2K, like.
Yeah, I get it. It was like fans rushing the stage. Yes, all the little girls going crazy. And, I remember that time.
And Pretty Ricky necessarily didn't have it like that, but they had the more memorable songs, though, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you when you're right. Actress Tracee Ellis Ross is addressing some crazy rumors saying y'all need to stop playing with her.
You guys, come on. Is it a slow news day? I am not pregnant. I'm not pregnant. Not only am I not pregnant, I'm not trying to get pregnant. I'm not the pregnant.
She's not the birthday.
Trying to get there.
She's not the birthday and she's not the pregnant. She letting y'all know right now.
You talk about fine.
So that's fine. Mm-hmm. She's fine.
World class fine.
That's that light bright.
Oh my God.
She's 53 years old. Leave that woman alone. She's not pregnant. She's not pulling an Ashanti. And I don't even think Ashanti's that old. So
if you got the D.
No, Ashanti's not old. Not that old. She's like, Ashanti's in her 40s.
Yeah,
right?
but it was still a geriatric, you know, situation. Oh, yeah. That's what I did. Yeah,
time
was
to get it up and make it happen.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah. If we can get it out.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech N9ne. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams and Uzazi Village present Caring for Casey, Mothers and Babies, Friday, July 10th. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Uzazi Village, 4232 Truce in Kansas City, Missouri. Jonah, join us for a 12-hour community drive collecting essential items for mothers and babies. Stop by and donate diapers, baby wipes, formula, clothing, or personal care products. Every contribution helps provide families with the resources they need for a healthy start. I love Uzazi Village. So, D, yesterday, if you was downtown, you might have got caught up in an orange rush that was going on. That was crazy. That was a crazy scene.
The camaraderie was insane. I loved it.
That was something that we had only seen on TV that we was trying to prepare for the World Cup. And I think when it hit us live in our face,
it was crazy. Whoa. I seen a couple of people. I was at Dick's Sporting Goods over in Merriam, Kansas at the time. And I saw a couple of our cousins from the Netherlands coming in to get some gear and stuff because they had the orange shirts and everything on. So when I saw the fact that it was everybody from the Netherlands, I didn't know the whole country was coming. Mm. It looked beautiful. That was really amazing. And Merk Cube was having the time of his life, boy.
Ain't wasn't he though,
He was
boy.
Lit. They was swag surfing. they was
sure?
lit.
Were they all on beat or... No, yeah.
No, okay. You know.
No.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah,
that's
no
another problem. Conversation for another day.
I would love to have it now. It's okay though, man. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the World Cup. We got another match tomorrow, I believe. Here in Kansas City, another World Cup match. So yeah, man. Join in and act like Mary Q with the festivities.
Welcome to Kansas City again, too. So our cousins that are just flying in.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Little Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Jams, baby. Let's go.
Yesterday, if you was at Longview Lake, you might have got chumped on. Because it was an alligator at Longview. A fisherman spotted this juvenile alligator yesterday, D, at Longview Lake, and directed park rangers and animal control officers to Longview Lou's location, and the animal was safely removed from the lake. So Jackson County Parks and Rec Rangers said, and Kansas City Animal Control officers, they were searching the lake when the fisherman spotted Longview Lou, according to a Facebook post from Jackson County Executive Phil Lavoda. So the alligator is being cared for by Kansas City Animal Control, while officials determine whether an owner can be identified.
I own her.
Right.
Alligator swim, alligator sway.
Oh. Hey.
Alligator storm all over the place.
Hey, shout out to the Gators in Kansas City. We see
big
you.
Green eyes we don't want to see you. Frankly,
what would you do if you saw an alligator in real life? Like, you up here swimming in a lake or you in a boat?
I wouldn't even be swimming in no lake, first of all. I mean, you know, it's some things we just don't do. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Yeah, you know.
Swimming pool good, lake, no.
Yeah, nah, we not doing that.
No fresh
I'm not
body going of
swimming
water for
nowhere
you?
In Kansas City. That's insane. Midwest, period.
You ain't swimming at all?
I mean, like,
you're talking about the bodies of water.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be
okay.
insane. You can catch me at a nice little. You can catch me. Yeah. Missouri.
Not in the Ozarks.
Not no Missouri. Oh, Ozarks. I gotta come. I gotta go with some people.
Another story for another day.
Right. What you say? No, I want to talk about it today.
Right. Nah.
What's good, y'all? It's the Sovereign Man himself, the Royal Chief. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
All the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app and listening to Hustle and Shine in the morning, we love and appreciate you, as well as the people that's tapping in on a stream on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch. Love and appreciate you for checking us out live in the Brown and Kruger Studios. And shout out to all the cousins that's out riding around and getting in this rain on I-70 and headed towards the downtown loop. Please, y'all, please. Hydroplaning starts at 35 miles an hour, okay?
You and never if your know. Your tire's bad, it starts at 10 miles per hour.
You ain't lying. If you all the way up in Berry Road, Zona Rosa, be careful coming down to the town. Or if you west, you I-70 west in Kansas, coming towards downtown. Look, wherever you are, however you're doing it, we love and appreciate you so much for listening to Hustle and Shine in the morning and making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousin. Because we know, we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Shy, booyah, shout roll call.
It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call, only on Hustle and Shine in the morning. And thank God it's Friday. Let's start off with that. Shout out to Pops Thomas, Stay Encouraged. That was sent from your daughter, Ashley. Big love to Shondrika Evans. Keep your head up, doing good and great. That was your ex-hubby? Mm. Oh, okay. Oh. See what y'all got going on. Happy belated birthday to Dooney Sowell from Miss Pearl. Send us some more love to Chris. Happy birthday to you, Chris. Your mama said happy B-Day. It's like you outside this weekend. Shout out to Anthony. Big love to Anastasia. Marlandis. Who else we got on here? Anthony Drone said it's the weekend. And he shouted out the popper. Stacy Davis, what it do, cousin? Happy Friday. Rich Harris said, good morning, fam. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Please be careful. And shout out to his Vikings football team. Sounds like y'all got to put in some work tonight at practice and get ready for your game or tomorrow. So sending you the best. Go ahead and knock that out. Get that W. On the Facebook side, we got a lot of our cousins in there in the comments going crazy, too. Carver Harris, what's up with you? Coachella, Sharon Adams, Kiara Jenkins, SK Cuts Off Grand, Marcus Hearn, Brandon Rogers tapped in to the Twitter, the stream, the everything. We appreciate you as well on both sides. I guess three sides, technically. We appreciate that, cousin. The Morning Gossip is up next. We'll talk about Taye Diggs. He reveals what classic film he wants to reboot. And B, I think you'll be very pleased at what his comments are going to be.
I don't know.
Girl, what's going on?
We'll see.
Yeah, we shall.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:27 on your time. High of 80. Currently, it is 69 at the KU Med Center. Tia Mowry, the actress, opens up about her new boo, Javon, and how she manifested her new relationship.
I'm glad that it came around the time that it did, because I really wouldn't have known what I wanted 3 years ago. I really needed to sit in like solitude and learn who I am first before I even figured out what it was and what it is that I want. Last year was a friend of mine had told me to write out a list of what you would like in a partner.
Writing out a list. Do you have a list, or you don't have a list at some point, or
yeah,
like
it's
a kind of
in my head, yeah, like.
Well, I got an actual list.
Oh, I see now, it. Oh Lord, have mercy.
It's an actual list. Now, I'm not gonna go down all of these.
Oh my gosh,
I'm not looking, and I got what I got, you know, and you know. But beforehand, believe in God. That's number one. Non-smoker. Have your own therapist. You know, those are important. Ability and interest in cooking. You gotta be able to cook.
Oh my God.
And that's just, and oh, have health insurance. Strict that's a big
there.
One. That's a big one.
It's super strict over there.
You gotta have a primary doctor. You need to be going to the doctor. Oh. It's a lot of things on the list. But duh, those are just a few. Mm. You gotta manifest. You gotta write that thing down.
You freaky frog.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. Switching gears over to actor Taye Diggs. He reveals what classic film he is interested in a reboot.
You know, everybody did these reboots. We haven't done any sequels or with the wood. And I've been calling the director, trying to get him to.
Rick?
Yeah. I just know by the amazing fans, people would be right on it.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah, I mean.
Would you like to see a continuation of The Wood?
No, but if they make it, I might see it.
I like when they did the Best Man series. I don't know if you ever watched that they did. Oh, it was fire. It was so good. People were like, give us more. It was really good.
Sometimes I just believe in leaving things where they are.
Yeah, I understand that.
Comes to dating, suck, never chew when it comes to gum. That's what you learned on The Wood.
That was crazy.
That's what they said on The Wood.
Yeah.
They
don't remember every single scene and script.
Oh, my gosh.
When I was chewing a gum with the Tic Tacs. Tic Tacs and a gum.
That was still crazy.
The real ones, no.
That was still a little crazy for
what?
You.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
I know I'm still paying on student loans, D.
Yeah, I definitely am, too. I got private loans and, of course, the federal loans. Yeah. Might pay one over the other, but hey, there's that. But Kansas City, if you are still paying student loans, listen up. Starting July 1st, more than 7 million federal student loan borrowers on the now SAVE plan will begin hearing from their loan servicer switching to a new repayment plan. Some of these plans could increase a borrower's monthly bills by a few hundred dollars. To put into perspective, a borrower with a family of four earning $120,000 a year and owing $60,000 could see a monthly payments rise from maybe about $430 under the former SAVE plan to roughly $630 to $850.
Come on, man, what we doing?
Under the income-based repayment plan.
I need that money.
So make sure that when you get on your portal, you read all the fine print and make sure you sign up for a repayment plan that works for you in the long term. And whatever money you're like, hey, I can allocate this.
You can't allocate nothing.
Yeah, I get that.
Government is just like,
tell them to bring me my money. Yeah!
This is Jonathan Duncan, councilman from the 6th District. I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
This next story is very, very gruesome and bothersome. An Arby's manager in Oklahoma, D. Now, they got all the meats, but this Arby's manager decided to put her own little special sauce on these meats. She's accused of giving a customer herpes after spitting in her food.
Oh, my God.
Let me get a sound effect for that, because that just...
Yeah, like I you said, that's more than...
Oh, my God.
There we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I need two of them. Amanda Hendricks was charged with felony poisoning with intent to injure after a customer reported her food had been contaminated during a late-night visit on March 28th. Police began an investigation after receiving a report from an Arby's employee who claimed another worker had spit into a customer's meal. So according to a lawsuit against Arby's, Hendricks was aware that she had an active herpes outbreak when she spat into the customer's food.
Oh,
police said that the footage shows the Kendrick handling sandwich meat while working a slicer.
You gotta fight after that. I'm sorry. You gotta pull up. Like, what?
She allegedly lowers her head towards the meat and saliva can be seen falling from her mouth and into the sandwich.
Yuck!
On that night in March, the victim ate one sandwich as she pulled out of the parking lot, then brought the remaining food home and shared it with her husband and mother-in-law, who was in hospice care.
Why are y'all eating the same sandwich?
The lawsuit alleges the victim developed symptoms after eating the food, including a lesion or cold sore on a lip. You know, that's a dead giveaway. The victim later tested positive for HSV-1. So the civil lawsuit against Arby's alleges that the restaurant allowed Hendricks to work despite her active herpes outbreak with visible lesions. The victim now lives in constant fear that she will transmit herpes to her husband or their children. The lawsuit continues. So Hendricks was arrested last Sunday and booked into the McCourtin County
Lock
Jail.
Lock her up.
Throw away the key and never come out, because that's disgusting.
That's idiot of the week right there.
And remember, Yeah, because we had one last week. Shout out to the haters. We love y'all. So remember, it was a couple weeks ago we was talking about, or a month ago, within the last month, we was talking about trusting people with your food.
Yeah.
And see, that's right here, D. This is life changing. You get herpes, you can't get rid of it. It's a scarlet letter, fam.
That's crazy. Well, why? And they spit on somebody's food is insane. That's why
you don't believe people do that.
Yeah, I do think people do that.
You're a monster.
That's why I'm very nice to the people at the counters that's handling my food. I'm very nice to you. Now, if I gotta send it back, I'm still very nice about it.
That's why I ain't sending nothing back.
If it's wrong, it's wrong. Fix my order. Thank you.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Jay White Did It. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103.
D, you ready to hit the booth?
I guess so.
Come on.
Jay White, turn me up.
We trying to let y'all know what's going on in the city this weekend.
We're going to try our best.
Come on.
Where all my Kansas City cousins at?
Where they at?
Speeding down them streets too fast. We outside, so let's have a blast.
Come on.
Hustle and Shine, where it's at? Yeah. Where all my Kansas City cousins at?
Where you at?
Speeding down them streets too fast. Yeah. We outside, so let's have a blast.
Come on.
Hustle and Shine, where it's at?
Yeah.
Play that.
Ooh.
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 Play that.
Duh.
Play that.
Come on.
Play that.
We starting off today, Unity, Southeast Kansas City, 3421 East Meyer Boulevard, D. They're having a free drive-through grocery giveaway.
Yeah.
1 p.m. If you need those groceries, Unity, Southeast Kansas City, they got you.
Yeah, big shout out to them. I know all weekend long, KCGP is going down. Of course, there's an event going on today. Field day, right, B?
Yeah, 3 p.m. Southeast High School. Shout out to Kansas City Greek Picnic. They got events popping off all throughout the weekend.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Later on today, I'll be stopping by the Greg Kleiss Community Center. Big love to Quez for the invitation to speak to his students over there. Super excited for that conversation.
Uh-huh.
And then right after I leave there, I'm going straight to Aura for the first official Friday of the summer.
She putting the grills in, y'all.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm. We outside all day long. Shout out to the entire staff. They know what time it is.
Duh.
Come up on me 10 p.m. or is the only place you need to be tonight.
Saturday morning, tomorrow, Uzazi Village. They're having a doula alumni and mentorship circle, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's virtual. Tap into Uzazi Village, please.
Yeah.
And then also going down Saturday, the King of Cadillacs Car Show.
Oh, Lord.
And Kennedy Park in Raytown.
The unks out.
It's an unction. Mixed by Mill. She's going to be live again with the pineapple drinks and joints.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to have the smoke wings, all that. I got to stop by and get me one of them pineapple joints over there in Raytown
that
at the King of Cadillac Car Show.
Yeah.
Ooh, and then we getting sexy.
Oh.
We letting the chest hair show Saturday night. Oh, you already know what it is. R&B shining. We live and in good company.
Yes, shut sir.
Up, Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be a vibe for sure.
You
now, earlier on that day, I'll be stopping by Swope with my cousins. I told you, KCGP, they be rocking. You know KCGP, Kansas City Greek Picnic. D9 is going to be in the building. They're going to be going crazy. Young Jock and K-Stylist is going to be outside, too.
Oh, man,
so.
K, we're going to do our joint. We're going to do that donkin.
Yeah. Noon. And then hoping it ain't too hot. Because last year it was hot as I don't know what.
Mm.
But I know Sunday is going to be a high of 92.
You.
And I will be poolside for the Kansas City Greek Picnic pool party. They finally bringing that thing back. Open bar, barbecue, the whole thing, 3 p.m. Tap in with us.
Whatever you do this weekend, Kansas City, please, sincerely, please, don't be an idiot.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
826, high of 79, currently foggy skies at 69 in Independence. B, what do you think matters more for musicians, cultural impact or streams?
Hands down, cultural impact.
Well, Lizzo weighs in on the conversation.
I know that when I'm online and I see things and I'm looking at numbers and I'm looking at interactions with me, that does not reflect what's happening in real life. When I go out and I play shows and I see people in the street, I've had a true impact on people and culture.
Okay. What culture? Which one?
That's a lot of them.
Oh, my God.
So I'll let her live and, you know, right. I can't speak on what she experiences, but
okay.
Culture impact is very important, but having both is key. That's why I say YMCMB is one of those groups that have had cultural impacts on
That train has left the station.
It's gone, dude.
Perfect.
It's gone.
It's not. The cultural impact happened. That's the thing. Who do you think has left the cultural
that
impact in the
dummy
game? Don't say nobody that's me. No longer here. I mean musicians.
Big B Shining. Big Bag B Shining. What's up? Now, I mean, Drake. I mean, I think Drake for sure.
Well, we know, yeah. Like, that's Kendrick. That's easy.
I mean, yeah. Those guys.
Interesting. All right.
We'll if you got the D.
We'll move that conversation to a podcast on a later date.
Yeah. Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's cancer season. Happy birthday to those kind, silly, and tough cancers.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to former basketball sensation Mikey Williams. A happy birthday to famous baseball shortstop, businessman, and baseball executive. Happy birthday to Derek Jeter. A happy birthday to actor, comedian, and internet personality who was around back when Vine was a thing, the app. A happy birthday to King Bob. And last but not least, sending over a major happy birthday to NFL Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it, my dog. Happy birthday to Mike Vick.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in Kansas City some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Lorena Bryant, Sparkle Pilcher, and Desmond Simon. Happy birthday, Natalie Daniels, Brittany Henderson, and Stephon Gibson. Sending birthday love to Brittany Howard, Versace Ellison, and Sean Morton. Plus sending birthday love to Michelle Fry and everybody else born on June 26th. Happy birthday, Cancer. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Diamond.
Hey, Diamond.
No. We're going to stop it right here. How you going to get all excited when she answers? But you know, I get Diamond.
I love you, Brian. I love Brian, too. I love Brian, too.
You got to love me, baby. I get a little jealous.
All right. Okay. All right. That one friend.
Deanna Hustle, I've been trying to get you to see you at Aurora, but you know, I've been busy. But I'm trying to see you, girl.
You better pull up tonight. We at Aura.
I know you, every Friday you are, but you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to win these tickets. My birthday is July 27th.
Okay.
So if
okay.
I win these Leo. Tickets on the 26th, oh my God.
Okay. Well,
it's Big Leo Nation.
You see it? You better war with me.
Well, all right, cousin, look, two tickets are on the line for that Bigger Than Life Fest right around your birthday. You gonna have to finish these lyrics with some passion.
God.
You ready to do that, Diamond?
Sure.
He gonna drop that neck. He love the way I sit. Fake nails, press. So hot, damn the red. I keep fresh. Keep the shirt on wet. Who won't smoke, say what? Get that off your chest.
Turn up with my
Hey.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We'll filter you. You
Keep
good.
It going.
I'm sorry. I was cussing.
That's
all
she,
you
that's
good.
That's all she got. Hell
yeah.
Oh, my God. I love y'all, man. Oh, my God.
We love you, too. You get those two tickets to the Bigger Than Life Fest Sunday, July 26th, around your birthday. Who is your plus one going to be? We'll take it.
I
sure will.
Love y'all, man.
We
I
appreciate
really love
you.
Y'all. Every morning I hear y'all. I love y'all. I be like, they is lit. Like, I want to be their friend because they just a vibe. Hello.
I love that, cousin.
You closer than a friend. You a cousin.
Cousin. That's even better. Hey.
Yeah,
hey.
Please, Diamond. Please tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you lit every day.
Hustle and Shine with Brian B. Shine and Deanna Hustle. They the best ones to ever do it. You know, you can't compare.